Mr. President, do you intend to lift sanctions on Iranian oil, and do you intend to potentially put U.S. troops or more troops in the region?
No, I'm not putting troops anywhere. If I were, I certainly wouldn't tell you. But I'm not putting troops, and we will do whatever is necessary to keep the price as low. I actually thought when I did this, look, the Dow just hit 50,000 a couple of weeks ago. They said that couldn't happen for 4 years. It wouldn't happen in my term. It's such an outrageous thing because I said it would happen. I didn't know it was going to happen that fast, but it just hit 50,000. And we did that in 1 year, not four. S&P had just hit 7,000. They said that was even more impossible than the Dow hitting 50. And we did that in 1 year. So it's all done. Everything was going great. The economy was great. Oil prices were very low. Gasoline was dropping to, I mean, we had $1.99, $1.85. We had great everything. And I saw what was happening in Iran, and I said, I hate to make this excursion, but we're going to have to do it. And I actually thought the numbers would be worse. I thought that it would go up more than it did. But we're doing this excursion, and when it's completed, we're going to have a much safer world. And the Prime Minister agrees with me on this. She considers it to be terrible what Iran did. I think every country does, just about every country does. Iran is a serious threat to the world, to the Middle East and to the world. And everybody agrees with me. I think virtually every country agrees with me on that. So I wanted to put out that fire. And I said, you know, if I do that, oil prices will go up, the economy will go down a little bit. I thought it would be worse. Much worse, actually. I thought there was a chance it could be much worse. It's not bad, and it's going to be over with pretty soon. We've obliterated their Navy. We've obliterated their just about everything there is to obliterate, including leadership. Their Navy's gone. Their Air Force is gone. Their anti-aircraft equipment is gone. We're flying wherever we want, Pete. We have nobody even shooting at us. They have, and as you know, their leadership is gone. Their leaders are gone. They pick new leaders, they're gone. They pick new leaders, they're gone. And now they're looking for new leaders again. We can take out the island if anytime we want. I call it the little oil island that sits there, so totally unprotected. And we've taken out everything but the pipes. We left the pipes because to rebuild the pipes would take years for them to do. We are substantially ahead of schedule, and I had to do this. I call it an excursion. I had to take this little excursion and do something that no other president had the courage to do, and everybody wanted to do it, but they never had the courage to do. And I don't blame them. I'm not blaming them. It was left to me, and we've done a great job. Our military is incredible. We have an incredible military. We have the strongest military in the world by far. We have the greatest equipment in the world by far. In fact, Japan buys our equipment, buys a lot of it, and we're honored by that. And that's one of the things we'll be talking. They want to buy a lot of the military equipment. So it's just an honor to have the Prime Minister. We've had a tremendous relationship. Okay.
Mr. President.
I think she's going to have to go first before you. Is that okay? Do you understand? It's very good. I tell you, it's so nice that we don't have to sit. No, it's very good. I haven't picked up your language. So the next time you come, I'll have your language mastered. All right, go ahead.
If the war is almost over, why is the Pentagon going to ask Congress for an additional $200 billion?
Well, we're asking for a lot of reasons beyond even what we're talking about in Iran. This is a very volatile world, and the military equipment, the power of some of this weaponry is unthinkable. You don't even want to know about it. Oh, you could end this thing in 2 seconds if you wanted to, but we are being very judicious. But we want to do, don't forget, Biden gave away, I rebuilt the military my first term. Biden gave away so stupidly to Afghanistan a lot. He didn't want to move it. He was too lazy, too stupid to move it. But it was a very small amount. It was a lot, but it was very small relative to what I purchased and what I built. We want to have vast amounts of ammunition, which we have right now. We have a lot of ammunition, but it was taken down by giving so much to Ukraine. They gave so much. You know, Biden gave $350 billion worth of cash and military equipment to Ukraine, and he didn't rebuild anything. Fortunately, we have a lot. We have a tremendous, unlimited supply of what you'd call middle and upper middle armaments and military equipment, munitions, armaments, but munitions in particular. At the high end, we have a lot, but we're preserving it. We don't really need it. But we're building. Our manufacturers of military equipment are building at a level they've never seen before. They've never done before. Pete's in charge of it with all of us, really. But Pete's been very, very strong on it. The general and Pete, myself, the whole group. And Raytheon is building four factories. Lockheed is building five or six factories. And they're building them fast, because we had a very tough meeting with them. They were going out and buying back stock for $51 billion in one case. They spent $51 billion buying back stock. Now they're not allowed to do that. And they are now building a tremendous... There's never been anything like it, what's taking place right now. So we're in very good shape, but we want to be in the best shape we've ever been in. We were that, you know, when I rebuilt the military, we were in great shape, and then Biden blew it, and he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. And if you listen to the Democrats, they don't even want to have a military. Now you see how important it is. But we have the strongest military in the world. We have the best equipment. We make by far the best equipment. The other night, they had 114 rockets shot at a certain location. And out of 100 highly sophisticated rockets, out of 114 sophisticated rockets, every single one of them was shot down with our equipment. All our equipment. It's amazing, actually, how good it is. So we want to be sure, and it's a small price to pay to make sure that we stay tippy-top.
Mr. President,
the Treasury Secretary this morning said there were defections among Iranian leadership. Are you aware of that, and is there anybody the U.S. can work with as a leader going forward?
Well, we have a man named the Treasury Secretary here, so maybe maybe he wants to discuss it. Does anybody know? Do you know who he is? Central Casting.
Yeah. So, Ed, we are seeing the defections at all levels as they're starting to sense what's going on with the regime. It doesn't get reported here in the U.S. very well, but you know we are trouncing them from the air, and the regime will probably collapse within itself. At Treasury, we've seen where they've wired their money out of the country. We're coming for that. We're going to get it back to the Iranian people.
Mm-hmm. Mr. President, seeing defections.
Yes, Israel.
There's a lot of military defections also. You have a lot of military defections in Iran. I don't blame them.
Thank you, Mr. President. You talked to Prime Minister Netanyahu about attacking the oil and gas fields.
Yeah, I did. I did. I told him don't do that, and he won't do that. We didn't discuss. You know, we do. We're independent. We get along great. It's coordinated, but on occasion he'll do something, and if I don't like it, and so we're not doing that anymore.